Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Rugby Rant Podcast Show, your premier North American rugby podcast, growing rugby one fan at a time.
What's going on, Rugby Rant fans? It is the Hammer, and I'm bringing you another exciting run, passer, kick episode. And I have a super special guest, none other than Nick McCarthy of the Chicago Hounds, Go Hounds, and USA Eagles. He's joining me for this run, passer, kick episode. We're super excited. I'm just going to hit a CV here before we get going with the run, passer, kick questions. Nick played for Leinster in Ireland, won a 2018 European Champions Cup, Pro 14 Championship Trophy, played for Munster, Ireland U18s, Ireland U20s, USA Eagle, number 559, and he was capped against Romania. Nick, how the heck are you, my man?
I'm great. Thanks, Emil, for having me on. I'm excited to have a chat with you.
Well, I've been looking forward to this since we first started communicating a few weeks back. I'm excited. We've met just briefly a couple times, and I can't wait to be there on the sidelines in a few weeks you in action.
Very soon. We start our home games next week, so very excited to get back to Chicago.
100%. The day before Easter is the home opener, and my whole family will be in town, my kids, my wife, my mother and stepdad. So we're gonna bring a crowd. So you guys better bring it.
Brilliant. That's great.
Awesome. So for those that are uninitiated about the run, pass, or kick, it works like this. I'm gonna throw some questions at Nick. I'm gonna preface each question with run, pass, or kick. He'll select one of those three options. He's an awesome nine. He knows what to do. He knows what decisions need to be made. And I have no doubt he's going to make the right decisions this time around. And if he decides and tells you that he is going to run with a question, it means he's going to answer it. If he decides to pass a question, he's going to let that one go by and perhaps let it go to the biggins. They can answer it. Maybe I'll get Patty on or something like that. He can answer the question a little later on in the year. And if he decides to have a little fun with me, put me on the defensive, make me work a little bit, he can kick a question back to me. And that just means that I'm going to answer in his stead. And he can go ahead and give me an evaluation there, tell me I was shite, tell me I was spot on, or give it some context. But completely and utterly up to Nick. So, Nick, are you ready for the run, pass, or kick challenge, mate?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. We're cooking with gas, you know, like Scott always says. So I had to include him in this one. Big guy, my partner. But we're going to shoot with the first question. And I gotta put a little picture up here, Nick, because this next question involves a visual for all our fans. Your Insta account has a photo of you wearing an OKC basketball jersey. There it is, right there. That's you on the fans' left, number zero. All right. So run, pass, or kick, did head coach Sam Harris make you do an extra Bronco for committing blasphemy because it should be a Bulls jersey?
Oh, that was a good few years ago, and it was actually one of my friends in Leinster, Adam Byrne, and you know, he grew out of it, so he just passed it down to me. I don't know much about the NBA now myself, so I was just happy to wear it, to be honest. I thought it looked kind of cool, but maybe not anymore.
Oh no, it looks cool. It just, you know, yeah, Sam, he's partial to the Bulls. The Bulls are one of his favorite pro sports teams, aside from the Hounds, of course. Yeah, so you haven't gotten to a Bulls basketball game with him then, huh?
I have actually. I've been to one, not with Sam, but I have been to one, and it was great, really enjoyable. The whole experience is just very different to any sport you get back in Europe, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I don't know if you've gotten your hands on one of the old school, you know, a Hound City jerseys, but they're designed to look like the Bulls jerseys of old. So those are pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw them last year. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, they look very good. Very good. So cool. Yeah, it's always a fun time. I actually, sorry, folks, I'm going to digress. The show shouldn't be about me. It should be about Nick. But speaking of the Bulls, it was funny last year, just before the Bulls, the Hounds took the field for the first time, Nick, I had tickets to the game, and I'm there with my wife and my two kids, and my oldest son plays. He plays for the Bombers down in St. Louis, and we're standing there, and all of a sudden he looks over and he goes, hey, Dad. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, is that Sam Harris? And I'm like, well, yeah, it is. Pretty good eyes. So I happen to see Sam hanging out with Jeff over from the Chicago Lions. So it was good to see him at the Bulls game celebrating. I can't even remember where they won against Brooklyn, but I do know they played Brooklyn. All right, we'll get on to the next question. Enough about the Hammer, more about Nick. All right, let's roll. So let's get into the meat and potatoes, some serious stuff here. It was kind of interesting because as I watched the Eagles and as Scott took over, a lot of new faces joined when Scott took over, and you were one of them, which I thought was really cool. You know, so run, pass, or kick. Were you surprised to have gotten a call from the U.S. Eagles coaching staff, you know, prior to joining and being invited into the training environment?
Yeah, like, you know, it was something that I think they may have been aware of for quite a while. Greg McWilliams was one of my coaches and teachers in school. And obviously he was working with the Eagles, and he had actually messaged me quite a few years ago to see, you know, what my thoughts were on it and that kind of thing. So I feel like they may have been aware for quite a while, but you know, it was more recently than about maybe 15 months or so ago that I kind of reached out to them and said, look, I'm thinking of making this move to the MLR and that kind of thing. And it felt like it fitted right with also trying to play with the Eagles. So you know, it worked out really well. It was a great experience for me, and I'm really grateful for it.
It was kind of interesting as both a Hounds fan and Eagles fan to watch you jump in with the Eagles and have yet, you know, come into the MLR. So, you know, which happened first there? Did the Eagles reach out and you make that contact first? Did you kind of have an idea you were going to be coming to the MLR first? Kind of give us just a bit of a timeline there for those who are curious.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit of both. Like, I think it was pretty much around the same time. You know, I kind of decided, okay, that the MLR excites me, and really want to give that a crack. So, you know, I'm moving to the States. So, you know, why not play for the Eagles as well? If I get picked, and give them my best shot, and that's what I wanted to do. So it was kind of around the same time that the two things fell into place. Obviously, ended up getting capped for the Eagles before playing for Chicago, just the way the season fell. But it was pretty much around the same time.
Should you get picked? Come on, you got picked. You got picked big time and showed out, balled out, by the way, for the Eagles. It was awesome. I'm gonna jump actually ahead of one of the questions because you fed right into it. Run, pass, or kick, Nick, what was the appeal of playing in the United States and the MLR for you as you started to think about making those decisions simultaneously?
Yeah, for me, you know, I've been in Ireland for the best part of probably not 9 years playing with Leinster and 2 years in Munster. So, you know, I was just ready for a new challenge. And, you know, I know quite a few people playing in the MLR, and it just really excited me. So You know, when I started having those conversations with initially with James English and obviously with Scott, you know, the idea of playing international rugby, it just really excited me. So I just thought, why not give this my best shot? And like, you know, I know people play for the Eagles playing in Europe, but I just thought, like, you know, let's just go for it and you know, move to Chicago and do it properly. So I'm delighted I've made the move and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, let me just tell you, so round about this time, well, maybe it was actually like a month prior to this last year, as all the boys were moving to Chicago, it was kind of a new thing. And the season has, of course, started earlier. A lot of guys who had never been in Chicago were cursing ever having moved here because of the awful weather to having the play-in. But we're getting, you know, a month later start this year. The weather's pretty good. You've had a couple good days here. You guys have been able to train outside. So how has that transition been for you?
Yeah, the first week I was here, it was around minus 30 Celsius, which I haven't really figured out Fahrenheit yet. So it's cold and very cold. But other than that, you know, it's actually been lovely. I think we've only had about 2 days of rain since I've been here. So that's a nice change up from Ireland. Some really, really nice days. So, you know, we're training, I think mostly last year they trained in the dome pretty much every day out in Bridgeview, SeatGeek, but we've been outside mostly every session this year. So we're pretty lucky from that sense. I think we've gotten a pretty nice winter. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, well, mate, just wait as the season starts to transition to summer. You will absolutely love Chicago. It's one of the best cities during the summer. You can't beat it. And I'm sure Luke Carty's filled you in. And I think he and Mark had a pretty good summer last summer after everything wound down. Of course, yeah, Mark was hobbling around, but
yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The Irish boys don't have any trouble finding a bit of fun occasionally.
Right? Yeah.
So, all right, let's move along. I want to touch upon the Eagles a little bit. Just again, I had a conversation recently with Scott Lawrence, and we talked a bit about what's on tap for the Eagles in terms of international, matches coming up. So run, pass, or kick. The Eagles have a slate of internationals this summer and fall, including matches against Scotland, Romania, Portugal, Canada, Japan. So run, pass, or kick. What do the Eagles have to do to be successful? Like, what are the kind of boxes that you guys as a team want to tick with these internationals?
Do I have to say run? You know, I think the main thing that we focus on with the Eagles is, you know, ourselves and putting in performances that we can be proud of. And, you know, we talk a lot about inspiring others, inspiring the next generation. And, you know, I think through the last block of games that we've had, you know, we grew a lot as a group. You know, we ended up with a winning season, which was huge for us, and that was a big goal of ours. And you know, I think in the past, you know, particularly with COVID and a few things like that, the Eagles have really missed out on, you know, a number of test matches. So, you know, coming together as a group for such a long period over the summer was really important for us to, like, you know, everyone, obviously I was a new player in the squad, but I think just, you know, everyone getting together, you know, getting the cohesion, I think that's really important. And, you know, so as I said, it's like performance that we can be proud of. And obviously winning is so important as well. It's a bit of everything. You know, I think we do talk a lot about inspiring the next generation. You know, 2031 World Cup is here. A lot of us who are playing right now won't be playing, unfortunately, in 2031. So, you know, that's so important for us. And, you know, it's something that Scott, you know, probably talks about a couple of times a week. And, you know, it's a really easy message to get behind. So,
yeah, it's interesting that you bring up Scott in that last component, because, again, having spoken with him on numerous times over the past year, both, you know, just a one-on-one basis, bringing him on a show prior to the MLR final last year, you know, he really hits upon a couple of themes consistently, and I can tell it, and I can tell that it's reinforced by your response, because again, it very process driven, and kind of inspiring the next generation, you know, giving the next group something that they can be proud of and build upon, and kind of that legacy, if you will, which are great themes that are, I think, are incredibly important, because it becomes less about you and about building something greater than you, right? So I think is awesome. So I want to go back to one of the questions, and you touched upon it a little bit, but I want to, if you can expound upon it, that'd be great. And I'm going to kind of get a two-part question here. So run, pass, or kick first. How did the conversation come about with James English regarding playing for the Hounds? And as kind of a side note to that, was part of the appeal the Hounds Irish connection? Did that play a role, or was that kind of, you know, white noise?
Yeah, we're rolling with that one. So I suppose, firstly, what Mark O'Keefe is actually one of my best mates from school, and I've known him since I was four. So, you know, I'd chat to him, you know, every other week, and, you know, seeing how he's getting on and stuff. And, you know, he was loving Chicago. The Irish link definitely appealed to me. You know, obviously I'm great mates with Dave Carney from Leinster, and, you know, we were kind of discussing together about making this move. So it kind of made sense, Chicago. You know, I didn't really chat to many other teams, and, you know, I was just really impressed by what James and Sam were building, along with the ownership group. You know, I was really impressed with as I said, what they're building. And then the other side of it as well is I actually have, funnily enough, my sister actually went to college in Chicago, and my uncle lives in Chicago. So I actually have a few links to the city. My family know it well. My parents they haven't been to visit yet, but they, you know, they love the city. They're excited to come and visit. So there's just a few things like that. You know, the Irish link made it easier, but kind of all of that together just made Chicago the kind of the most sense. And, you know, I'm delighted I'm here.
Well, it's awesome to have you. You do know what Mark's nickname has been in the MLR, don't you?
I don't want to guess and get it wrong, so tell me.
Okay. No, that's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. He's known as the Cowboy, and I'm not quite sure how that happened. I'm going to have to ask him a little bit. He was on our show last year. I'm going to have to ask him again how that came about.
Yeah, you might have to get him on again.
For sure, but he's a hell of a great guy. I've enjoyed every chat I've had with him, and a lot of fun. And it's great to see that you have a connection to the city. I know you have a connection to the Midwest. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but a connection to the city, and that, you know, you have an uncle, you said, lives here. Where'd your sister go to school, out of curiosity?
She was in Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Field hockey there, so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, so nice. It's a little bit north of Chicago, but in Evanston, obviously, so it's about half an hour.
Yeah,
so.
People consider that part of Chicago.
Yeah.
So, but a great area. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to get up there yet, but, you know, especially during the summer.
I've visited there before. I haven't been up there since I've moved over, but I will definitely get up there soon.
Great area. It's a very, very cool area. All right, folks, we're not done. We've got more with Nick McCarthy again, member of the U.S. Eagles, member of the Chicago Hounds, but we got to pay some bills, and we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. And while I'm on that note, folks, if you haven't got a chance, check out our Super Brew contest. Sponsored by the boys from Rugby Now, who power shop MLR. You can get yourself some fabulous merch. Even if you got in late, you can be a weekly winner. $25 gift card to each weekly winner for their Super Brew selections. And you can buy yourself some sweet merch. Maybe it's a Hounds jersey. The ones this year are pretty cool, except even cooler because they have a little bit of Hounds tooth on them, which is pretty slick. Nevertheless, we're going to pay some bills. We'll be back with Nick McCarthy in just a couple of ticks.
When we pick up the ball, we also pick up a legacy. A legacy that stretches beyond your current team. A legacy built on the backs of those who came before you with hard work And for those who will come after you, we promise it won't be easy. But we'll be there, supporting you on and off the field.
All right, we're back, folks, with none other than Eagle 559 and member of the Chicago Hounds, Nick McCarthy, of course, playing number nine. And we have a little bit of fun in this next segment. It's called the Quick Tap. Basically, we're going to give Nick a choice, and he's going to choose one or the other. What he can't choose to do is he can't choose to pass or kick this one. He has to go ahead and run with it. So we'll just assume you're running, and we'll go with this. Again, a bit of fun. All right. So so for the folks who don't know, Nick was actually born in Michigan, okay? And was that in Ann Arbor, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay, home of the Wolverines, for those that don't know. All right, so who would you root for in a national championship game? We got the final, you know, sorry, the March Madness coming up. We just came off Michigan National Championship in football. So who would you rather root for in a national championship game, Michigan or Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish?
Michigan.
Wow. Wow. Well, in a few weeks when it's St. Patrick's Day, don't mention that to anybody who's Chicago Irish, okay? I don't know what it is. Every Irish person I know, ND is their the only game in town as far as college. But I can appreciate
it's it. It's my hometown, you know?
I know. I am with you. That's why I asked the question. I know you, you paused a little bit, but I wanted to give you a stumper right up front, make you think a little bit, right? Okay, that was fun. All right. So while we're on the theme, I got to ask this question because two of my favorite guys on the Chicago Hounds, Patty Ryan, Luke Carty, which one's more Irish?
I think Luke at this stage. Patty's been here for quite a number of years. Luke loves getting back to the farm in Roscommon, so I'd say Luke, yeah.
Patty's been converted, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
Yeah, I see him post all the time, and like he loves the city. He loves the city life.
he's gone. He's
he probably spent too many time with those high school kids teaching them how to play rugby. All right, yeah. They turned him. All right. Let's see. Next one. All right. Better Irish comfort food. Of course, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up. One of my favorite places right there in the town I teach. Run by a family right there in Lamont. They do some awesome Irish food. So I got to know, what's the better Irish comfort food, Irish stew or Ulster fry?
An Ulster fry?
Yeah, Ulster fry.
I've never
taking
heard
a flyer
of that.
Thinking that automatically.
It's got to be Irish stew because I don't know. I don't know what an Ulster fry is. So.
I'll buy what you're selling, mate. I think the Ulster fry is like more like an Irish version of the English breakfast, from what I can see.
Yeah.
You know, the eggs and the ham and the sausages and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. And by the way, this place in Lamont, Huey McClafferty's, it's called, and it has this typical Irish bar front. You know, they do an awesome, it's a Guinness habanero soup. So sometime, you know, I'll take you out. If you're ever interested in getting a lunch or something like that, let me know. I'll take you out for Guinness habanero soup. It is awesome.
Brilliant. Awesome. I'll definitely call you up on that.
Yeah. And they might have a pint there. I'm not sure. So, all right. Next one. Here we go. I'm sorry. I have to ask this one, Nick. It's too easy. Response to the Six Nations loss. Damn those palms. Or fucking hell. What was your response?
Well, fucking hell.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I was rooting for Ireland. I want to see him, double up last year, this year, and put a cap on it. But
I didn't actually get to see it, unfortunately, because we were in Utah, so getting ready for that game, so I didn't get to see it.
Okay, I thought for sure it was early enough in the morning that you boys would. Of course, it probably ruined your prep day, right? Your game. Prep.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of on in the background. I saw, I wasn't really paying too much attention to it.
I hear you. All right, next one. This one should be a little easier, but I'm very, very interested. I got to know, what's your favorite jersey for the 2024 season? Is it the home jersey or is it the green away?
I haven't seen the green away one much, but I would have to say so far it's the home one. I love the home jersey.
Yeah, it's a good looking jersey. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. Absolutely. Traditional, little bit of variety. I love the houndstooth. As I said before, it looks pretty sharp.
Yeah.
All right. That one's easy. That one's easy. All right. Last one. And I try to throw you a tough one. I try to throw you a thinker here, Nick. So preferred victory. So would you prefer to do and celebrate after a victory if you were playing and beating Scotland in July or watching Ireland if they were to win the Rugby World Cup?
Playing and beating Scotland, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just confused by the question. But
I got you. Yeah. I know. I'll own it. It was confusing. But you figured it out. And you're a competitor, man. I know you'd much rather always play than watch, right?
Yeah.
Well, wait till you get to be 52, mate. And you know, you take a few dinks and dunks and you don't think twice about it. So. all right. Well, that was awesome, man. I hope you had a little bit of fun and I threw a few curveballs at you. Folks, we're going to get back into the Run Pastor Kick. A couple more questions. Again, Nick McCarthy, Chicago Hounds, USA Eagle, number 559. So we're going to get back to what we've been talking. I mean, yeah, we're hitting on the Irish theme because you're Irish, come from Ireland, lived there for, most of your life. And then here you're stuck in with a very Irish oriented team with a lot of teammates. Hailing for Ireland. So, excuse me, is St. Patrick's Day, I'm setting a scene, okay? So I tell my students, you know, okay, close your eyes, visualize if you need to, whatever it takes. It's St. Patrick's Day in Chicago, okay? And we take our St. Patrick's Day seriously here. And Coach Harris has given the boys Monday off, okay? Game's over, Monday's off. It's Sunday, I think. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday this year. Who is in your St. Patrick's Day posse, what I would call your Paddy's Day posse? Who's in your St. Patrick's Day posse? You get you and four of your friends, best mates, St. Patrick's Day posse, anybody you want, and you can roll in any vehicle of choice, and there's a designated driver, so you don't have to worry about, you know, anybody doing something silly. So Paddy's Day posse, and what vehicle you're rolling in?
I'm going to kick that question to you.
Oh, you would do that, wouldn't you? Well, I guess I gotta go with the Irish crew, right? I know you and Mark, you said are know each other well, get on well. Of course, you and Luke Carty get on well. Dave seems like a reserve guy. Like, I don't know if he's gonna get out there and throw it down and join in with some of the younger boys. I think Patty Ryan would be another one in that lot. Cause he's always up for a good time and probably, quite a humorous fellow when he gets a couple Guinness in him. And, just for a curveball, who else would I put in that maybe you wouldn't necessarily expect in that group? Maybe one of the young guys like Connell Boomer. Maybe throw him in the group. And then Carr. I think I'm going to go with a stretch Hummer. Right? You want something big. You got to be able to carry Patty's weight. Like, you can't get a little, you know, a little Saab or an Opel or something like that. You got to get something with some beef. So I'm going to go with the big stretch Hummer. How'd I do?
Yeah, I'd be happy with that, Patty's Day crew, and vehicle sounds good.
And by the way, fans, what you just saw out of Nick was a veteran move. Never been on the Run Pastor Kick, but an absolute veteran move because he didn't want to get himself in trouble with any of the lads on the team. So he just went ahead and kicked it to me and, deferred to the host. And, it worked out for him. Nobody's going to be upset with him when this thing rolls to tape. Good choice, man. Good choice. All right. Let's go. Number seven. Get back to, to the serious questions. How does, and I think one of the big things, one of the common questions, especially for fans new to rugby or even just new to the MLR who have a bit of rugby background but aren't that familiar with the league, they commonly want to know kind of, what would be an equivalent, another league equivalent in the world as compared to the MLR. So, kind of where would you put it on par, if that makes sense. So the question is, run, pass, or kick, how does playing in the MLR or with the Hounds compare to playing with Leinster or Munster?
Yeah, I'll run. Like in terms of, intensity and physicality, it's right up there. I think probably where the difference is maybe is slightly just the skill level. I think that's only because, players, say, in Ireland have probably been playing competitive games since they were, 13, 14 years old, whether that was with their clubs and schools. And, there's so much more competitive rugby to have played the whole way through. And then, you leave school at 18, you go straight into an academy setup, and you're like a full-time pro from 18, And I think here, because it's a bit newer, those setups haven't been in place for very long. I think that's probably where it differs. But as I said, the physicality, the intensity, and the strength and conditioning, the fitness levels of the players and all that is right up there with the teams I've been involved with Leinster and Munster. So
yeah, it's kind of funny. We had an opportunity to just chat a couple of weeks ago, and I had an opportunity to connect with Lucas Rumball. And one of the things that was interesting that he said, man, this is one of the best training environments I've been in, just in that we have, we can train with a full 15 on 15. So I think that's is something that's been a little different from, he said, even in his experience with Rugby Canada, they don't necessarily have a full contingent. And he said the intensity, just every day there's competition for a spot, to get on the starting 23. So it's really good to see, especially when you're a Hounds fan.
Yeah, I think as well, the opening two rounds of the league so far has showed how competitive it is this year as well, which will make it a very exciting competition for fans to follow along for. I think there's probably been a few upsets already in the league, and I think probably the standard across the board has improved and leveled out a bit. So I think it's going to be a really exciting season.
Yeah, 100%. I could tell the physicality. I came away from NOLA in the airport and ran into the boys from DC, from Old Glory, a few of whom I know. And they were slow. It was not only an early morning, but you could tell that they had a physical battle on the previous day. So it's really good to see. The fans love it. Very competitive, and spirited, week to week competition, although shorter than probably what you're accustomed to in terms of number of weeks. The physicality is there for sure. Agreed. Awesome. So I have to ask, you guys are one and one. Okay, as of the recording of this particular episode, probably by the time it released, there will be one more game involved. But 1-1, I got to ask you, run, pass, or kick, what's gone well for the team? Maybe what things would you like to see improve as, we move into week three, week four, week five?
Yeah, I think what's gone well is, how 7 weeks ago, half the guys, no one knew each other, and I think as a group we've become pretty close already, which is so important for success. We had a 10-day camp in Chula Vista, which went really well, with the game against San Diego at the end of that, and that's been so positive. And for me as a new player joining the environment, it's really helpful to get to know everyone really well. And I think our attack has improved so much from where they were last year. I know Sam and David Clancy and Rob Weber have been working so hard in the background, from probably October, November time, to put plans in place. And, we've trained that unbelievably well. And, we really know what we're trying to do. I think probably last week against Utah, we just fell down a little bit. It didn't work like we've trained it. So that's a little bit frustrating. But, you know, as I said, it's so early on in the competition. You know, there's still new combinations that, you know, we haven't, like, lads have barely played together still. So, you know, I think going forward, we're only going to get better, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and I know Sam is always bad. I've known Sam since he was with Houston, and he's always looked to have some kind of training, you know, preseason training environment. I know that one year they went out and did some SEAL training, and last year they went down to Florida, this year to Chula. So he always looks forward to doing something that's going to create some camaraderie. You guys, of course, went to the Indiana Dunes to train a bit. So that's always good to see. He's always keen to put the lads in a difficult environment to hopefully bring them together. I got to, real quick, just off the cuff, I got to ask this question. Like, I know Billy's the captain. I get it. And Bryce was a captain last year. I get that. Lukey's the vice captain. I get that. Let's set those things aside. I got to ask you, who's like the glue guy? The guy that everybody loves, just naturally, like, brings the boys together, not necessarily in the serious, like, training environment, but, you know, when you guys are in between sessions, when you're just kind of relaxing at lunch, who's that guy that people just gravitate towards? And he's just brings the boys together, even in the toughest moments.
There's quite a few. We've got, you know, like Charlie Abel, Big Freddie Apulu. They're great, great characters. Michael Hand from Cork. He's a great man. He's always got something to talk about, maybe to moan about, but it's always a bit of crack. I'd say Mark as well. Mark's a good guy for getting around, you know, in the good and bad times as well. So yeah, you know, we have a great squad, loads of different characters, and you know, it's really fun going in there every day. You know, I really look forward to seeing everyone every morning and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a great environment.
It certainly has looked that way when I've been able to just stop by and say hello. But I got to tell you, Fred and Charlie makes me laugh every time I see him. He's a character. If they could make a cartoon for kids, it'd be Charlie Abel, and it would be a great cartoon for all the kids, because he has beautiful little girls and he's a lot of fun. And then Fred, of course, doesn't say a whole lot. The only thing I knew of Fred, we get through the whole season, I, you know, one or two words, a little, you know, gruff here, gruff there. We get to it's the final, and the Hounds boys that are sticking around are just kind of chilling out, you know, enjoying family time. He says to me, he goes, "Hey, you want some kava?" And I'm like, "Was it alcohol?" He goes, no alcohol. Right. So I don't know what it is, except it tastes like root water. And I take a whole drink, and all of a sudden my mouth goes numb, and he just starts laughing at me because he knows exactly what I was. but I think he got me hooked. So every time I see him, I say, "Hey, Fred, you got some kava for me?" And he goes, next time. Yeah, he's a character. All right. Two more questions here. Before we get on out of here, you know, again, as of this recording, we have a couple weeks and we're going to be right there in the home opener. So run, pass, or kick. What are you most looking forward to in the opening weekend here in Chicago? And you guys open with New England Free Jacks.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we train out at the SeatGeek every day, and it's an incredible facility, you know, incredible pitch and stadium. I think probably one of the best in the MLR, and I know, you know, the backroom staff have just put so much work into, you know, I was at the final last year. I saw how much work they put into that, and how great the event was that they created. So I'm just so excited to see, you know, if we can replicate an event like that, like every week for eight home games this year. And yeah, like it's fun being at home. You know, you're not traveling, and yeah, you get friends and family out to see you as well, which is always important. So, a bit of all of that is what I'm looking forward to most.
Yeah, is your uncle? Your uncle lives in town. Is he going to be coming out, bringing some family there?
Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
My parents will get out there soon as well. So,
oh, nice.
Really excited. Yeah.
Like, Hopefully get a chance to meet him. The post-match shindig is fun. It's really well done. So you'll enjoy that. But yeah, it's been awesome. Fans, I'm just going to throw this out there. Sorry, Nick, but fans of the Hounds, get your dog tails out to the dog town and show out and show up and give these boys something to play for. We had great crowds last year. Let's make them better. The weather should be better. Let's give them a warm welcome home because the boys deserve it. They're working hard for you in the city. Last question, Nick. I got to ask this one. I just kind of thought of it a while back. I got to know, where were you on that monumental day, November 5th, 2016, when Ireland beat New Zealand, I think for the first time in their history, in the fine city of Chicago? Do you remember that day at all?
I remember it. I don't know where I was. I think we might have had maybe a game with Leinster away in maybe like Zebre Parma or something like that. I don't actually remember where I was, but I remember being jealous of everyone who was there and the kind of celebrations that were going on around. It looked pretty incredible.
It was. I've never seen so many people that claim to be Irish in my life.
Yeah, I'd say.
But it was good fun. It was great. Hopefully you guys will get a great crowd to support you all when the Eagles play Scotland. And from what I understand, the Eagles are going to be playing in Chicago. I hope I haven't let the cat out of the bag, but supposedly they're going to be playing in Chicago in one of these warm-up matches. So Chicago fans, you have some work to do. Get out here and support the Eagles too. All right, Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure to spend a little bit of time with you, to get to know you, mate. Off the cuff, is there a particular charity organization, maybe a person, a coach, a former, you know, a former teammate, a club, anybody that you want to throw a shout out to or give a shameless plug to while you have a moment here?
Oh, there's a lot of people I could thank. I suppose my school, St. Michael's College, they've been amazing for me, and they're playing in the Senior Cup, Leinster Senior Cup final on Saturday in the ODS, or Sunday, sorry, it's Paddy's Day in the ODS. So I'll give them a shout out, and all the staff and the players. Hope it goes really well for them, and very exciting day.
Good, good. Hey, see, this guy remembers his roots. Remember the people that got him to where he is today. We appreciate that, the humility. Thankful from where you are, where you came from, who you are, and who helped you get to where you are now. Nick, thank you so much for joining the show. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to spend more time with you. And as I said at the top of the hour, I can't wait to see you live at SeatGeek Stadium on the pitch on that. I think it's the 24th of March, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 24th. Yeah.
So I can't wait to see that. I'm super excited. And, mate, good luck in the next coming weeks. And I can't wait to see you down there at Dogtown.
Brilliant, Rob. Thanks, Mel. Really enjoyed it. Looking forward to meeting you there soon.
Awesome. All right, folks. That is another one done and dusted. The Run Pass Kick interview with none other than Nick McCarthy. We thank him for joining us. And we thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. We certainly do what we do to try to grow this game. Rugby one fan at a time. And it's because of folks like you that we are able to do that and spread the gospel. Once again, I want to thank Nick for joining us. I want to thank you for tuning in, and continue to tune in because we have some great guests coming up as the season progresses. But nevertheless, we will see you at the next.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.